Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down. Go ahead, give it to me. Break down. I take me through the night.
Break down. Break down. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's Petty, Mr. Petty there, and the Heartbreakers. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Tensler is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust. Remember going back to 2012. He's coming up on 3 years. We'll be celebrating for him. He's CEO of SpiderWorks. He's the author of The 90% Rule. He's one of the guys we turn to. We want to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's our good friend, Ken Tensler. Welcome back to the show.
Joe, thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure, Ken. You're always welcome here. You know that. Hey, I liked something you wrote recently about your approach to business planning. You have a little bit of a different take on it. I've covered business planning 8 ways from Sunday on the show here over the 17 years. Almost nothing I've done more of, but I liked the angle that you take on this with your approach to it from a planning and discovery standpoint.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, it's like you always say, is listen to the customer, and a lot of the companies I work with, they just say, you know, planning is extremely difficult. When we do it, we come up with these 100, you know, page plans. Sometimes consultants come in and write them, and they sit and they gather dust on the side of our desk. And it seems to be such a lousy waste of our time and money, because then things change. And I thought, well, you know what? It's not planning that's broken. It's how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I recently went out and I ordered a piece of foam core from Staples, 4 feet by about 7 feet high, and I said, you know what? Business plans should fit on this piece of foam core, and they should be visual. They should be out there for everybody to see with just the high-level notes out there. And that's what I've done, and planning's the first part. It's pretty straightforward, what we're used to in terms of free-flowing discussions, looking at your five-year goals, strategic pillars, things like that, and then we outline those in a visual roadmap, you know, what those top five things that we want to achieve. And I'm calling it my 2020 vision, you know, what we want to achieve by the year 2020. And we put it out there for everybody in our company to see.
Well, you broke it down into 6 steps, haven't you?
I have. So the first one is that discussion with your senior team. And again, I like to go in and hear their thoughts first. I mean, if you go in as a leader or an owner, and just articulate what you want to do, you might have a few too many heads nodding, without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that open, free-flowing discussion. Then I like to break it down into 5 top-level areas or pillars, those 5 things that we want to achieve in the next 5 years.
I want to talk about your senior team. When you talk to your senior team, are you asking them to help you build the structure, the skeleton that your plan is going to... Because these are people who probably have a little more detail of the company than other people do.
Well, definitely, and that's why, again...
They might have a little more granular vision from you.
Yeah, that's where vision has to translate into action. And it's great for me to sit here and say, hey, here are the 5 things that, you know, you're going to do because I think they're important, versus, you know... 5 years off, where do we want this company to be as a team, as people who are working together day in, day out?
Okay.
And so, yes, absolutely. They bring some granularity. They bring some, you know, some insights that as leaders we can never have.
And don't you also, with these leaders, don't you also need to find somebody else to be the champion of this plan besides you? Aren't you looking for somebody that you know the team will follow beside you, so you have somebody who's just as vociferous, just as aggressive, just as much of a champion of this idea as you are, so the team knows that this is it's more of a consensus than just the CEO's new idea?
Well, yes, and I mean, I think of it as, you know, that snowball effect. I mean, again, one, I can't see everything, I can't do everything, that's why we have teams. and that's why we need to embrace them.
Right.
And once those five pillars, those high-level ones, are articulated, our third step is to put those change champion or project or pillar champions to work and let them come back and, you know, come up with the actual, you know, the granular plan, the 100 words to describe it, mm-hmm. delivery dates, and who's going to help get it done.
All right. So, all right, what's the next one?
Well, then I actually, I give them two pages, and I say, you know, on your desk you might have to do a little bit more than two pages, but for the company, I'd like you to articulate your pillar in two pages with goals, objectives, milestones, timelines. And again, try to keep it very visual mm-hmm. so that people can come in and see where you are on your plan, see what you might need help with.
And then you want them to, what else do you want them to do with those pillars?
Well, I say meet monthly, and what I do, and the reason I use foam core is it's portable. Mm-hmm. We bring everybody together who's in charge of those pillars once a month, and we get the heads up on where we are, what we might need help with, and what we think some of the changes or refinements need to be. So it really becomes, yes, there is a person, a single person in charge. You need somebody focused on the end goal for each pillar,
mm-hmm.
but you don't alienate the group. You don't bring them together once, get their ideas, and say, you know, thanks for coming out.
And do you before you get to the rank and file folks, do you have a summary of those pillars to make it easy?
I do, and I keep it visual. Again, each one of those five pillars at the top, I do a maximum 100 words of sort of mm-hmm. the goal or the objective of that pillar in 5 years. And then we put timelines and people against them so that mm-hmm. we can summarize them for the whole team to see.
And this is all up on the wall for everybody to see.
It's all up on the wall. It's right
like
out
that.
There in my office for
I like
people
that.
To... Yeah.
We're going to talk some more about this. I want to ask about ownership. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ken about ownership. How do you get people to take ownership of these pillars? Because that's a big deal, especially in a small business. Besides doing their job to serve the customers, they need to take ownership. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.